Welcome. Today, we're discussing some exciting updates to the Anthropic API that are going to be a game changer for developers using Claude 3.7 Sonnet. Think, more throughput, less token usage, music to our ears, right?
Absolutely. Token optimization is the name of the game. So what's the big news? Spill the tea.
Well, they've rolled out a trio of improvements: cache-aware rate limits, simpler prompt caching, and more token-efficient tool use. Combined, these are going to seriously boost efficiency.
Cache-aware rate limits. That sounds intriguing. So cached prompts don't count against the input tokens per minute limit anymore? Is that what you're saying?
You got it. It's a huge win. You can leverage prompt caching to keep large contexts readily available without hitting your ITPM limit. This means more requests, faster processing, and lower costs, all within your existing limits. Output token limits remain the same, though.
Got it. So who benefits most from this?
Think document analysis platforms that need massive knowledge bases, coding assistants working with extensive code bases, or customer support systems using tons of product documentation. Anyone who needs lots of context and high throughput will see a major difference.
Okay, color me impressed. And what about the simpler cache management? What's that all about?
They've streamlined the whole process. Now, Claude automatically reads from your longest cached prefix when you set a breakpoint. No more manual tracking of cached segments. It's all automatic, saving you time and tokens.
That's a pretty slick improvement. Less developer overhead is always welcome. So, on to the token-efficient tool use. What's the scoop there?
Well, now you can equip Claude with your own custom tools, and Claude 3.7 Sonnet will use them in a super efficient way, potentially slashing output token consumption by up to 70%. Some early users have seen a 14% reduction on average. Pretty significant savings.
Hold on, 70%? That's massive. How do you even activate this magical token-saving feature?
You just need to add the beta header, token-efficient-tools-2025-02-19, to your tool use request. Simple as that. If you're using the SDK, make sure you're on the beta version.
And is this available everywhere?
It's currently in beta on the Anthropic API, Amazon Bedrock, and Google Cloud's Vertex AI.
Oh, they also mentioned a new text editor tool. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, the text editor tool is specifically for collaborative document editing. Claude can now make targeted edits, which reduces token usage, latency, and increases accuracy. A win-win-win.
I see, interesting. Sounds like these updates will significantly impact developer workflows.
Absolutely. And to wrap up, they highlighted Cognition, an AI lab that makes Devin an AI teammate for engineers. They're already seeing great results with these updates, particularly the prompt caching and cache-aware limits.
Well, it sounds like Anthropic is really stepping up its game. These updates should be a huge boost for developers.
Completely agree. Thanks for joining me today for this exciting news. Until next time, happy coding.
Goodbye.